Have you ever gotten invited to a wedding? If so, who got married or will get married? Where was the wedding and did you have fun? I went to two weddings last year, one in New York and one in Connecticut. Getting dressed up can be a lot of fun at times. In spoken English, the verb get sometimes replaces the verb be in passive sentences. We call this the get passive, and you just heard me use it several times as I talked about weddings. Use of the get passive is considered conversational, but it is sometimes the better choice even in written English. It can provide a clearer meaning. And I am getting excited about today's program. So, let's get started. First, here's a quick refresher on active and passive voice. In an active sentence, the subject performs the action of the verb. The object receives it. Take the sentence, "I broke my favorite cup." The subject is I, and the object is my favorite cup. In a passive sentence, the subject receives the action of the verb. So, in the standard be passive, the sentence becomes, "My favorite cup was broken." But, in the get passive, the verb get replaces be. It becomes, "My favorite cup got broken." The get passive has two structures, get plus adjective and get plus past participle. For both structures, the verb tense of get changes based on whether you're talking about the present, past, or future. Let's first talk about get plus adjective. The verb get can be followed by some adjectives to express the idea of change or becoming something. We use this structure for people and things. We can talk about the weather getting hot or getting cold, for instance. A person can also get dressed up, get nervous, get hungry, get rich, or get sick. Here's an example with the adjective hungry.
What time are we meeting for lunch? I am getting hungry.
Notice the use of get in the present continuous verb tense. Get plus hungry is such a fixed English collocation that it sounds unnatural any other way. Saying, "I am becoming hungry," for instance, sounds so unnatural that the listener might be unsure of its meaning. Get can also be followed by the past participle, the form of a verb that usually ends in ed or en. The verb get expresses action, so for this structure, we use it with action verbs. Action verbs express physical or mental action. They include such verbs as break, eat, choose, and marry. Listen to an example.
His brother got married last year.
Married is the past participle of marry. And you remember this one from earlier.
My favorite cup got broken.
Broken is the past participle of break. For the get passive, we do not use stative verbs, such as know, believe, say, and understand. You cannot, for example, say, "The speaker will get understood." So, the get passive is used with action verbs, but the be passive can be used with action and stative verbs. However, depending on what is said, the get passive can offer clarity between an action and a state. Take the sentence, his brother was married last year. Does the speaker mean his brother's wedding happened last year? Or that his brother had a spouse last year, but does not now? So, the get passive can help bring attention to specific details about a person or action. For that reason, we often use it to talk about something either desirable, unexpected, or negative. Here is another example of a desirable event.
Vanessa got promoted to program director.
We also use it to talk about things that are negative or unexpected, as in this.
Please be careful. You don't want to get hit by a car.
And, of course, this next thing is both undesirable and unexpected.
The company's server got hacked last week.
But sometimes the get passive serves none of these purposes. Sometimes we simply use it to express everyday things in a conversational way. For instance, someone might ask,
"What time does the mail get delivered?"
And lastly, the get passive is used in some expressions, like some you already heard, get married, for example, plus others, like get lost, get done, get ready, and get dressed. Some are idiomatic, while others are simply collocations. But they are so fixed in English that to say them another way would be terribly hard on the ears.